Welcome to First Friday for September 2007. The First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, Georgia Air National Guard, and Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, the Georgia Department of Defense gets initial property from the Naval Air Station Atlanta. Detachment 9, 171st Aviation is mobilized for war. And Georgia Guardsmen are back from border missions and year-long deployments. These stories and more are coming up, but first, Governor Sonny Perdue has announced the retirement of Lieutenant General David B. Poitras, Georgia's Adjutant General from the National Guard and the military. Lieutenant General Poitras, who has led the Georgia Department of Defense and the National Guard since 1999, will retire in November, capping a 44-year military career. He will enter private business as the Chief Executive Officer of American United Bancorp, Incorporated in Gwinnett County. Governor Sonny Perdue named Major General William T. Nesbitt as the replacement. General Nesbitt commanded the Joint Task Force G8 Summit, a task force of over 7,000 personnel from all services to conduct military support operations for the summit at Sea Island, Georgia in June of 2004. The Georgia Department of Defense took the first step in the transition onto the Naval Air Station Atlanta property during a ceremony marking the initial transfer of property to the National Guard. Lieutenant General David Poitras, Georgia's Adjutant General, formally accepted the deed to 20 acres and 3 buildings. In the coming years, the National Guard will acquire the entire property, including 106 acres and approximately 100 buildings. Facilities include hangars, classrooms, administrative space, and temporary billeting. The transfer of property is believed to be the first in the nation for a successful resolution of property identified by the base alignment and closure decision announced in May of 2005. The first section scheduled to move over the next several months include the offices of the Adjutant General, the Office of the Commanding General of the Army National Guard, the Directorate of Communications, and elements of the Regional Training Institute. Soldiers of Detachment 9, 171st Aviation Regiment at Dobbins Air Reserve Base have mobilized for their first ever wartime mission. While this may be the first wartime deployment for its aircraft, it's not the first time for many of its soldiers. The unit cased its colors during a ceremony at Army Flight Facility No. 2, and members reported the next day for mobilization training at Fort Benning in Columbus. While the unit is at Fort Benning, soldiers will spend a week qualifying on weapons. Other computer-based training, such as survival escape and evasion, was completed prior to their mobilization. The unit expects to be tasked with passenger movement throughout the theater and also supply pickup and transport. 42 Georgia Guardsmen who spent the past year assisting Border Patrol agents have returned home. They assisted in stopping undocumented aliens from crossing onto New Mexico and the United States. The Guardsmen were among 150 volunteers deployed in July 2006. During the deployment, soldiers helped to secure a stretch of border that extends for 180 miles along New Mexico. The overall Georgia support will continue throughout next summer. The soldiers spent their first day back debriefing as well as completing administrative and medical issues. Once the supply equipment was accounted for, soldiers joined their families and friends for the Labor Day weekend. Smiles and tears greeted the soldiers of the Georgia Army National Guard's Company H, 121st Infantry Long Range Surveillance Company, as family members gathered at Fort Stewart's Cottrell Field to welcome their heroes home from a year-long deployment in Iraq. Many of those waiting for the first glimpse of their returning guardsmen arrived well before the break of day. Braving the early morning South Georgia heat and the mosquitoes, they lined the stands with signs and banners and talked with one another about how much they looked forward to this day. This was the second time that Company H had been called to active duty in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. The company trained for over 2 months in Fort Hood, Texas, before leaving for Iraq. Its mission involved securing the Syrian border and training Iraqi border police. During that time, Company H detained more than 350 insurgents and foreign fighters, earning more than 200 awards and decorations for the exemplary nature of their service. Brunswick's 224th Joint Communications Support Squadron of the Georgia Air National Guard has recently been awarded its second Joint Meritorious Unit Award. The distinctive honor recognizes the significant role played by the 224th to coalition forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Georgia's 224th supported the Joint Communications Support Element by deploying more than 40 guardsmen to 3 different sites to provide command and control computer communication information weapon system to Special Operations Force. This support enabled the warfighters to respond quickly to enemy threats as well as engage time-sensitive targets. In addition to fighting the global war on terror, the squadron played a vital role in establishing communication systems in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. The unit deployed over 50 guardsmen to the affected area 48 hours after initial notification. The unit was awarded its first Joint Meritorious Unit Award in 2003. And that's the First Friday Briefing podcast for September 2007. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense Directorate of Communication. If you have comments or questions, we welcome them. Email us at doc@ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm First Lieutenant Selena Owens, and thanks for listening.